Welcome to the topic, Awaken to the Beauty of Now. Let me give you a quick glimpse of what we'll explore today. This talk is all about discovering how our life can feel fresh and exciting every single day. We'll discuss why things often seem boring and repetitive, even though everything around us is actually new and unique. You'll learn how living in old memories stops us from enjoying the present moment, and how a simple change in how we look at things can make life feel alive again. By the end, you'll see that life is always full of wonder if we just open our eyes to it. Now, let's dive in. Think about this. When does our life feel new and fresh? Imagine you're watching a movie for the first time. That excitement and joy come right away, don't they? But if you watch the same movie over and over again, it starts to lose its fun. The first time is always the best. Now, isn't the world around us like a big movie? But where are we really living? We are stuck in our memories most of the time. Because of that, life becomes repetitive and boring. It's like showing the same movie nonstop, hundreds of times. Even if it's a good one, after a while, you'd get tired of it. And that's exactly what's happening in our minds. As we grow older, we keep talking about the same old things. When we meet friends, we don't chat about what's happening right now. Instead, we say, "Remember those old days? What fun we had. What days are we even talking about?" This means there's nothing interesting in our current life, so we fall back on old stories. Or, if we plan a trip to the beach, we think about how much fun it'll be based on past trips, not the new adventure ahead. So, where are we truly living? Not in the now. Listen carefully. If you are outside right now, look at this very moment. Is it old or new? It's new, right? But the way we see it, our view of this moment, is that fresh or old? Sadly, it's old. In reality, everything is new. If you understand this, your life will become fresh and exciting because nothing in life is ever truly old. It can't be. For example, suppose you are sitting in a cool garden where the wind is blowing. The wind touches your body. Is this a new experience or an old one? The feeling of the wind on your skin, has it ever happened exactly like this before? This is so interesting if you really notice it. The wind is coming and touching you right now. Is this new or old? It's new, because it has never been exactly the same as any time before. It might seem similar to past times, like when you sat in a garden last week, but it's not the same. It's just alike, not identical. Anything that's just alike or similar feels old to us, but what's truly different is new and fresh. So, we don't need to make life new. Life is already fresh. No experience ever repeats exactly. Look at the sky at night. See the stars today, and look again tomorrow night. Is it the same sky? No. The moon's position has changed. Some stars might be hidden. Clouds are different. Maybe it rained yesterday, but not today. Or the wind was stronger before. Everything is completely different. It can never be the same. Look at your own body in the mirror. You think it's the same as yesterday, but it's not. Pick up an old photo of yourself and compare. So much has changed. But in our minds, we don't see those changes. We see it as the same old me. That's the difference. We need to see the wind or anything else just as it is, new and fresh. But what do? We compare it right away. you feel the wind and say, "This is just like that time I was at a hill station, and the breeze felt exactly the same." By doing that, you're turning something new into something old. You're bringing a dead, past experience into the now. All our past experiences and memories, are they alive or dead? They are dead. So, are we connected to the dead or the living? If we're tied to the dead, we become like the dead ourselves. Only sometimes, for a short while, we feel alive when something new happens or it's the first time. But even then, what do? We quickly label it. This is a good experience, or this is bad. If it's good, we want it to happen again and again. We meet a person who makes us happy, and we think, "I must keep them forever. I can't let them go, or I'll lose this feeling." We grab on tight and become dependent. We want only those good experiences to repeat, so we rely on people or things to make them happen. But in daily life, every experience is new, always new. Experiences can never be old. Let me explain what I mean by experience. If you touch your hand right now, you feel something. That's an experience. If you hear a sound, that's an experience. If you smell a flower, taste food, or see a color, those are all experiences. They are never old. My voice is reaching you now. This feeling is never old. If I say amazing, you feel it. If I say it, amazing, is it the same feeling? No, it's different each time. But it might seem the same. You think, he said it before. And now again, same thing. But if you're fully awake and aware, you'll notice the difference. Every sound, every sight is unique. Nothing repeats. Our habit is to chase the same experience again. Like in first love, the beginning is magical. Then, as time passes, it feels boring. Why? Because we see each other through memories and say, "You're not like before." But if they're not like before, that's good. If they were exactly the same, they'd be like a plastic doll, not real. Change means they're new, different from before. But we don't see that newness. Why? Because we only want to see what they were in the past. We're holding on to that old experience. But are we holding the actual experience? No. Just the memory of it. When we remember the past, any past moment, we're not paying attention to the now. If your life is going great right now, do you sit and remember the past? No, it doesn't even come to mind. That's how life should be. But how do we get there? Just understand these ideas slowly. You don't need to do anything special. When understanding comes, your way of seeing changes on its own. For example, imagine there's a popular person you admire. You think, "He's so good, honest, and kind." Then you find out he's actually a fraud. What changed? Only your understanding. But with that, everything about how you see him changes. Nothing else is the same. So, we should work at the level of understanding. These ideas connect to our daily life experiences, and nothing is more interesting than that. In marriages, after some years, things get boring. Same talks, same routines, nothing new. But there is newness. After 10 years, when you look at your wife or husband, see them as new. The old version is gone, like it's dead. No need to think about the old one, because it's not here. Look at the living person now with wonder, as if seeing them for the first time. Life never gets old. It's always fresh and new. If you are playing sports, like basketball, same court, same hoop, same ball, even the same opponent. Does any game ever turn out exactly the same? Impossible. The ball never comes from the exact same spot. You shoot it differently each time. At a new angle, new speed, new placement. Everything is different. It can never be the same. All is new, fresh, and full of excitement. You just think it's old, but nothing is. If you see this reality, you open up to everything. People, experiences, the whole world. You're open to life itself. That means fear of painful experiences goes away, and the strong desires for only pleasurable ones fades too. Why? Pleasurable things happen not because you chase them. They just come. For instance, you meet someone with good and bad sides. The good gives happy moments. The bad gives tough ones. You can't control that. If someone says something nice, you feel good. If mean, you feel bad. But if you see both the same way, without craving the good or fearing the bad, life shows up as it really is. This doesn't mean good experiences stop. No, they'll come, and you'll enjoy them more. Like eating an apple. It tastes great, but you won't go crazy chasing more apples. With this mindset, when you eat one, you'll savor it slowly, as if it's the first and last time. The pleasure becomes stronger because you're fully there. We often miss this. At a restaurant, we pay for tasty food, but spend time clicking photos for social media instead of tasting it. If you're there for the taste, really taste it. Don't lose the moment. I'm talking about a life where joy is full and complete, not half done. You get total fun, but you're not obsessed with chasing it. When joy comes, it's pure, and you know it won't repeat exactly, so no need to hold on. You want a fresh life instead. And guess what? Life is already fresh and new. It can never be old. When you meet a person again, everything is new if you're fresh inside. Good and bad are both part of life, so we accept it all. That's how to live as life is meant to be. Have you watched birds flying in the sky? They play so freely. Each flight is new. They don't repeat the same path. There's beauty in that. Or watch puppies playing, biting, and chasing each other lovingly. How cute and full of life. So much happens around us, and every moment is new. But we ignore it. Our interest is in money, promotions, building big businesses, fancy cars, more empires. What will you do with all that? One day, we are all going to die. It could be in days, months, or years. We don't know. People act like they'll live forever. So, look at life as new, and everything will appear new. Life will be so fun, with no limits. In conclusion, awakening to the beauty of now means seeing that every moment is fresh and full of wonder. By letting go of old memories and embracing what's here right now, we can make our days exciting and alive. Remember, life is already new. We just need to notice it. With this understanding, you'll find joy in the simplest things and live more fully. Thank you for listening. See you in the next session.